if you did have some, did you ever see an egg made out of that? What was that called?
I don't know.
You say a china.
China egg, I guess.
What did you use to carry water in?
Well, we had cedar buckets about this big around and about that high that had brass bands around them. And that's what we carried our water in.
What would you milk in?
Well, we usually had a regular, what we call a milking pail. They just made pails for that, you know. And if you had cows to milk, you made arrangements to get you a pail to milk them in.
Is a pail different from a bucket then?
No, not actually.
What sort of things would you cook in?
Well, back when I was growing up, mostly in iron pots, old-timey iron pots, you know.
What about something that you'd set on the fireplace?
Well, we occasionally would set a pot on the fireplace and cook in it. I've seen my mama do it a lot of times. She'd put some fresh ham bones in a pot and start it cooking, and after a while she'd put some rice in it and cook it, and that was good.
What about something smaller than the pot? What did you have besides the pot?
We had different kind, mostly little old enamel boilers. Back then there wasn't much aluminum or stainless steel that I know of.
What would you use now to fry eggs in?
Well, when my mother-in-law, when we come over here to stay with her, she had two black skillets. And usually that's what I use. I'm still using her black skillet that I know is over 50 years old.
Does the skillet have legs on it?
Back when people cooked on the fireplace, you could get a skillet with legs on it, but the ones you cook on the stove are just flat on the bottom.
What would you use if you wanted to heat up water to make some tea?
Well, nearly everybody had an old iron kettle. Of course, back when I was a kid, we didn't know anything about tea. But now I use just a little aluminum boiler to warm my water in.
Say if you cut some flowers and wanted to put them in the house, you'd put them in a
vase if you had one. If you didn't, you'd fix a fruit jar or something and put them in it.
What if you planted some flowers to grow in the house? What would you have those in?
Well, I guess some kind of a deep pan or a little deep box. I never have had much luck growing flowers in it. I had never tried very much to grow flowers in the house.
Say if you set the table next to each plate, you give everyone for them to eat with, you give them a
fork and a spoon and a knife.
Okay, and say if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to give everyone, put out steak.
Yeah, put out steak knives.
Okay. And you say after she washes the dishes, then she wet them in clear water.
Rinses them.
And what do you call the cloth or rag you use when you're washing dishes?
I just call it a dish rag.
What about when you're drying dishes?
Well, I call that a drying rag.
And the little square of cloth that you use to bathe your face with?